The Veterans Voice Network and the City of Quincy present the Veterans' third annual music festival, Benefit and Career Expo. This is happening on Saturday, July 23rd, 10 to 3 at Pageant Field here in Quincy. Here to talk to us more about it is Craig Wolf with all the details. Mr. Wolf, first, nice to virtually meet you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us on. Yeah, my nickname is Wolfie, so that's all the veterans know me, and all the firefighters and all know me as Wolfie. So, It's nice to have a chance to spread the word about all the good things that are happening for the veterans. And the town of Quincy is terrific. They stepped up to give us Pageant Field. The VSOs, Veteran Service Officers, George and Christine, have been unbelievable. And the Park and Rec has actually been absolutely fantastic, the way they've stepped up to do it. Jimmy Z and all the politicians, all the officials, all the Park and Rec have just stepped up to make something wonderful. And as Greg and I say, the reason we do these festivals, Greg Brasso is the host who started Veteran Voice Radio. I'm the co-host. And we say our job is to trick the veterans into getting the services that they earned and deserved. So this whole thing is just a trick, guys. So once we trick them to get there, we give them some ribs. We actually have some ribs and some clam chowder from South Shore Community Action Council, and the Plymouth County Sheriffs come up and cook hot dogs, and the coffee comes from, we get the coffee donated. So why did I just forget the name, who has the pink logos and pink and black?
Oh, Mary Lou's?
Mary Lou's. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I actually got my coffee there and I just forgot the name. I'm getting old. What can I tell you? No, I was always this bad. So Mary Lou's will be there with free coffees. The Fat City Band and some other bands will be there playing to entertain. So we really create a festive thing. The Northern Horde, who's actually looks like old world. They have body armor and swords and the things they hit each other with it. They're going to show us how they do that to absolutely beat the hell out of each other. The Welcome Home Huey Vietnam Float from Plymouth with Sully. They call themselves the Band of Brothers. I call them the Band of Characters. They have a full-scale Huey helicopter from Vietnam playing the old music. Everyone can sit up there and get pictures taken. And everyone that presents it really has a good time. So they create the atmosphere that it's open and welcome. And then once they're there, we have a massive wellness center. What happens with the vets, Joe, is they have 10% more diseases. Like, for example, in Parkinson's, 1% of the population has Parkinson's, veteran have 10%. It's that for everything because of the Agent Orange and the burn pits, all the terrible crap, you know, and combat. So there's going to be a massive Parkinson tent with all the famous doctors, Dr. Holler and 110 Fitness, showing how you help yourself, and we feed you in the system. The vet centers and the VA centers of Massachusetts, Dave Hinker and Carolyn Mason Wally, the special divisions just for the women. So Carolyn Mason Wally will be there to sign up, and everything is no waiting. Drive through and sign up. There's no waiting. We're faster than McDonald's. And the key is just kind of to walk through the door. And the old VA from the Vietnam days, my dad was a World War II Normandy guy, those days are gone. They really care. They're really trying. They're really bringing everybody in. So it's very exciting to be part of all of this. And it's a lot of vets. And I just got in trouble for saying this. We're a whole group of old timers sitting around together. And someone said to me something. I said, yeah, we're all a mess. I used some other words too. I said, every one of us is a mess. And they said, you can't say that. And everyone jumped up and said, well, which one of us isn't a mess? You know, all the old timers, you know, some of the kids that come back, they're not so hot either. So this is a good camaraderie just to be with everyone. It's for first responders too. It's, you know, it's for anyone that doesn't feel well, who's ever having a little struggle, because the service is not only for the veterans, but they get everybody into the system. If it's not the VA system, it'll be another system, because all that terrible smoke from the firefighters and the hassles that the police have, and, you know, just day-to-day life is tough. So from the factories. So it's really to help everyone. It's a health and wellness expo, and the real experts are there, and no one's going to say to you, oh, gee, you don't have the right form. I'm sorry. You're going to have to, you know, go be sick by yourself. That's not what this is for. This is really to bring everyone in, to make everybody feel good and sign right up in the spot. You know, everyone has different situations. It's no two things are the same, but everyone there is just compassionate, understanding. You know, half the people, I mean, most of the people that are helping with something are going through the same thing. You know, the mental health issues. One of our biggest things that we do on the Veteran Voice radio show is suicide prevention. So, you know, they're struggling with a job and struggling with family and struggling with addiction and struggling with the injuries. It's all the same things. And, the bad news is it all leads to the same place. So everyone is trying to basically gets backwards from preventing suicide. So if you have a place to live and you have a job and, you know, everybody wants to feel good about doing something. So that's basically what this is, creating an environment to help. We're trying to get transportation to people, to their jobs and to their doctor's appointments. It's all the gaps. You know, you're involved in news and stuff and you see all this awful stuff, but you know, on day to day, you don't get to see all what goes wrong. And this fair is to help right what goes wrong.
What is the Veterans Voice Network, Mr. Wolf?
Right. It was started about 8 years ago by Greg Brasso out of Weymouth. He was working with veterans, I think, with some college programs. And he realized that it's the same thing in life. Everything just misses each other. There's services out there and people who need the services. And such a big country and such a big organization that nobody, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Is that the old expression? So it's the same for the veterans and same for the military. So he realized that he started this Veteran Voice Radio, which is on WATD. Ed Perry, who's a real character too, he said, geez, this is perfect. You know, we really need to do this kind of thing. And it just blossomed. And the VA jumped right in on Dave Hinker and the job people from Chuck Duquette and all the healthcare. Everyone needs a vehicle to spread the word. And this has been a base for us. So I ended up with Disaster Aid USA Trailer. I was on the board of a food bank, and then through the WATD radio, and then it's gone now to WMEX. So the show itself is actually on Thursday nights from 7 to 8 o'clock. And it's WATD's 95.9 AM. And now it's on the old W. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Ronnie Woo Woo Ginsburg and stuff. Larry Justice is still back. Jimmy J. It's, oh my God, I have to pull over. I think I'm 18 years old again. So, and Larry Justice was a veteran. So boy, are they in on every veteran program that we're doing. They blast the heck out of it. So we ended up having a food drive the second Thursday of every month at noon time. And we get from End Hunger, Matt Martin, we got hooked up with all those crews. So we do 4,500 pounds of food every month out of WATD studios in Marshfield.
Wow.
And then one thing leads to this. So we set up the veteran coffees in Hingham, Hall, Weymouth, George Ponce had started. We use that. So every Friday of the month as a different town, the veterans meet. We sneak in the services again. It's a trick. I tell the boys, it's a trick. Don't go.
Well, it may be a trick, but the whole thing is free. So there's no trick there.
Yeah, so you really have to sign. And Red Cross gives them free smoke detectors. So I sign up all the veterans, and after they do that, I tell them, your knucklehead is for everybody. I had to trick you because you were a veteran. So we've got hundreds of veteran houses, free smoke detectors installed. So it's Greg created this avenue to have all this, I guess networking is the right word, to have networking happen, and it really happens.
Can you tell me about the career expo part of the festival?
Yes. The people need to hire, everyone needs to hire people. So there's a ton of companies coming, like big time Sullivan Tire is a big sponsor, and Geico and all kind of electronic companies, and they need employees, and the veterans, because of their trainings and backgrounds, have something to offer to the companies. So they're really actively searching out veterans to hire. So that's been really a big deal. And this is a nice avenue for it. So if you're looking for a job or looking to change jobs, and they don't care what your background is. Every company is everything from, you know, a package handler to a boss. So any skill set that you have or area, and they're training. They figure vets are trainable.
Okay. And this is for folks of all ages, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. There's no restriction. There's no anything that people are looking for, you know, and if the company next, there's going to be, I think 100, 150 tables, something. I've lost track already. So there's, you don't enjoy that company. You want to do something else, walk two tables over.
Okay. Should a veteran bring anything with them, Mr. Wolf?
No, they don't really need anything. No. There's no technically requirements to do anything. It's, you know, free registration, free parking, and then all the services that are offered. You know, basically for veterans, it's free, and it's part of getting everybody signed up in the appropriate places. So we have the head of veteran outreach in Massachusetts is Dave Hink is there, and for the women is Carla Mason Wally, and what they do better than anyone else is cut red tape. They sign everybody right. They want everybody in, and the VA wants everyone in. So, you know, it used to be if you weren't shot in the right leg on a Tuesday, you couldn't get services. You know, you had to be shot on a Wednesday, but they're changing all that.
So this is the third annual. Were you able to do it during the pandemic?
No, no. I think we had to take a year off. I'm losing track, but no, we took a year off. And then last year was really fun. Everybody was really happy to be back. And the vendors are just as happy to reach out to meet the people. And the vets and the people that come are so happy to be welcomed. It's a welcoming situation. We have a great big balloon arch. Everyone's going to walk through the arch. There's, you know, we have the motorcycle clubs on NAMM nights, and Rolling Thunder is going to start the show, and we have everyone start your engines at the same time with all the big trucks and the Jeeps and the thing that shakes the whole pageant field. You know, everyone loves it, and we drop some flags. We'll probably sing the national anthem, and, you know, it's just a nice feeling. There'll be plenty of food, and again, the services are really what we're doing is to try and get everyone. It's housing and resources, it's employment and job fair, it's health and wellness, and the new VA health and wellness, I'm going to say that people all have 20 years service in, so they're kind of 40, 50-year-old people, and they've been in the VA for all that time, and they're young enough that they're in with a telehealth computer, and they're in for whole health. It's not just take one pill, go home, and call me in the morning. They're really doing the mental health thing and the physical health. And one of the things we're really excited is I'm actually a rower, and a good friend of ours runs adaptive rowing for United States Rowing, which is the Olympic Committee, the Olympic. So they're going to be there to help the adaptive veterans. They're already working with them. Community Rowing in Boston has a terrific veteran and adaptive program for veterans. And then Hull Lifesaving Museum down here in Hull has special programs for boat building and for training and for rowing and all kind of events. We just had an art exhibit for veterans at the Hull Lifesaving Museum. So because of the Veteran Voice Network, it gives a central place to, as Greg says, we don't know anything, but we know everybody.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Sounds like something to bring your kids to as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be fun for the kids. There's all kind of games. They'll be the cornhole things. And one of the therapies is horse therapy. And Nancy Ross is a good friend of ours. And she said she's going to try and bring one of the ponies up for the kids to pad and all. So yeah, it's going to be very festive. And, you know, not everybody wants to go for a walk or do the boxing for the thing so they can do some rowing. And it doesn't matter what physical condition you are. The adaptive is that the right word? Is for people who are, you know, all the parts aren't working so good.
Sure, sure.
So we take care of all that too. So it's gives something for everyone.
Tell me a little bit about your military service, if you could.
I actually was not. I tell everyone I was in the, Olive Branch, the Peace Branch. And, no, my dad was Normandy invasion, was on the ground with a Jeep and a Thompson submachine gun, never out of a combat zone. So I was not even allowed, not only can we say the word gun, we couldn't think the word gun. He wasn't letting me go in the service and made that clear on a regular basis. He did not have a good time.
So why are you so passionate about veterans' issues?
It fell into what I'm doing. I'm supervisor, it's all volunteer, of the Red Cross disaster team. And I take care of the firefighters on the South Shore during the fires. And you know, I started Hull Youth Soccer for the kids. We started recognition programs, and it just grew. And then all of a sudden, everybody's hungry. So I got hooked up with the End Hunger Food. And then we got hooked up with South Shore Community Action Council. So we've probably given out during the pandemic, I don't know, 500,000, 750,000 pounds of food. We started out, my sister Kim and I, and as I say, she does all the work and I get all the credit. We started out at Daddy's Restaurant on Thanksgiving. They did 47 meals. This year we got all donated. 900 meals was cooked out of Daddy's Restaurant. We delivered 800, about 250 volunteers in 2 hours.
Wow.
We've created all those kind of events. And then it turns out, you know, whatever the number is of veterans, I run the car show in Nantasket Beach, and we take care of the high-risk kids in rowing, and then, you know, the Wellspring centers. And that's how I met Greg. As a friend said, you know, I was throwing all the food vendors out of the thing, and they said, well, what are you going to replace it with? I said, I don't have any idea. I just took over the car show because everyone, you know, everybody hates each other. They said, Wolfie, you're the only one everyone loves. You have to take over the car show. I said, I don't want to run a car show. It's a lot of work. So we put Greg in, and then we turned that, and then we became very close friends. And that was just one more avenue to help people. So it actually increases our scope. So, you know, a cute 2 second story is, the dad was and mom were a member of the Jewish War Veterans, VFW. So every Christmas, our house was so full of gifts you couldn't get in our house. We wrapped up hundreds and hundreds of gifts, and all the Jewish War vets went on Christmas Eve to the West Roxbury. It was a dungeon in those days. Oh my God. It was like how you make a horror movie, but that's what everyone knew. So my whole life until mom and dad passed, you know, to maybe I went to college, since I was a baby, we went every Christmas Eve at that West Roxbury Hospital. So it's just part of my life, part of my growing up. I had a severely retarded, mentally retarded, I guess you can't say that anymore, brother. And my parents are the ones who pioneered. He's like 73 years old as a four. He was the first, my parents, quite the couple about town that not only didn't lock him away, but brought him everywhere out in the public. So they're actually the people that changed that perception. My brother's name is on the original legislation that it was the first thing for handicapped people. So I just grew up in that environment where something has to be taken care of and you take care of it. Yes. So we started, we were giving all the Hull school kids, we had to make up thank you notes for the veterans on Veterans Day. And we went to the West Roxbury Hospital, and oh my God, it was, that old building is in the middle. I said, oh my God, my sister still has nightmares. I turned around and said, is this the old building? She's white as a ghost. I go, yeah, this is the old building. So on the funny side, would maybe, so those poor guys, what a mess they were, the World War II guys that weren't coming home. So they'd have the little cardboard pill things. My dad would throw the pills out and put a shot of booze in them. That's how I remember dad in those days.
Now, do you have children yourself that are passionate about this too?
Yes, about passionate about helping people. I have three wonderful kids, and you know, they were brought up probably a lot of it because of their uncle, you know, the retired uncle who's a, you know, a handful. So that was it wasn't like take care of your handicapped brother, it's take care of your brother. You know, it's take care of your uncle. So they were brought up in that world. So they all do a wonderful volunteer things in all different levels. And one daughter, my granddaughter, is actually in their last year at the Coast Guard Academy.
Oh.
So she's having a wonderful experience there. It's not that it's not a military thing. It is a military academy like West Point. When they first go in there, that boot camp and everything is real. But they're not hitting the beach with the Marines. They're all scientists and computer security and what do you call that, cybersecurity and stuff. So she's really flourishing in the Coast Guard Academy. It's a wonderful thing for the kids. You know, we met a lot of the kids and they really care. They're really bright. They're really trying to make the world a better place. So that's been exciting.
If there are veterans, you know, watching us right now, Mr. Wolf, or even organizations that want to help veterans, what's some good places for them to get some information?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. The most direct thing is probably just to, I give you my email and my cell phone, so it's just direct to me, because otherwise it goes to, and us old guys aren't good at handing one call off to another. You young guys, you're on your own. The heck with you. Have the old guys call me. So my name is, they call me Wolfie, Craig Wolf, and my cell phone number is 781-771-6416. And because of all the fires that I go to and stuff, it's on 24 hours a day. So if your house isn't on fire, call me during the day. If it's on fire, call me anytime. And then my email is 89edge@comcast.net. So that's 89edge@comcast.net. And any questions, just give me up a call. And the festival will be able to say, yeah, go in this way, go in that way, do that. But it's, so we're setting up probably at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and the festival is, so you want to come down and help out, you know, we're going to do some cooking and making the balloon arch and bringing in the floats and helping people set up, you know, all those vendors help the coffee and help with the campers and set those, you know, the presentation literature and all that stuff. And then there's some fun stuff. I think the rugby team is right across in Veterans Field. We're right across from Veterans Field. I think they're going to be there. And so you'll meet some interesting people, help set up. And then lunch will probably be around the noontime area. And then we'll go to 3 o'clock. So if you can come down and help set up, that would be great. And then just, you know, stay and be part of the show. And then if not, come, you know, from 10 to 3. And it's, and you know, even veteran questions, like we said, we don't know anything. We know everybody. You are having a problem with a situation, we'll get you the right person. I can't solve it for you, but we'll get you to somebody who will. That's our whole thing.
Yeah. Are there still opportunities for sponsors for this festival?
Yes. Yes, absolutely is. And, you know, call me and give me a call and I'll get you to Greg and stuff, get you the right number to Greg and he'll, you know, we have to raise a few bucks. So the, you know, the Sullivan Tires of the world, they give us a couple of dollars, and the Geicos and, you know, that crew and anybody else that's related to the veterans is helping out, of course, is free.
Okay. So. The Veterans Voice Network has a website of its own, veteransvoicenetwork.org.
Yes.
And there's a phone number I know for Mr. Brasso.
Yes.
781-985-1551.
Absolutely. Okay. And Greg's terrific. He'll get you to anyone that you need to get to right away.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about?
Let's just take a quick look at it. See, we did some quick notes. Oh, the most singly important thing in everything we left out. There's pets food, free pet food for dogs and cats.
Whoa.
I'll show pets. They contacted us. And so when we give out, at the drive-by, the food drive-bys. We started that with the COVID because we just have all the volunteers come and line up the cars. They didn't even stop. We just say, how many people in the family? Boom, we fill the whole car up. So we keep doing that. And the South Shore Pet Food, organization volunteer said they'd like to be part of it. And oh, they're the hit of the show for crying out loud. The cats and the dogs are jumping out of the car when they come by. So come by and see the South Shore Pet people. And it's funny when we, you know, you can only say so much about the fires that we're at, but when I do the press things, I give whatever information I can, and they say, don't worry, the cats and the dogs and the pets were safe. That's all anyone ever knows. They don't want to know anything else after that. That's the end of the interview. Thank you, Wolfie. Goodbye.
Well, I mean, they're parts of people's families, and I mean, their care and food is very expensive too today.
Yeah, so come down, get some pet food. And in the part of the emergency world, you know, we set up the shelters out of Weymouth, the regional shelters, and that's, the pets now has become a major part of that. That's not a secondary thought. Hey, what are we going to do with a couple of cats and a couple of dogs? That's now part of the primary, you know, along with how do we handle the deaf person? How do we handle the oxygen? How do we handle the cats, the dogs? Sure. So, yeah, that's really, and it's the same thing with the veterans. The needs people that have the dogs for the veterans, they're part of our, you know, the organization, they're part of that crew. They might be there with some of the dogs, and Quincy Police is talking about bringing down some of their dogs for the, that do all the different things for the presentations. And also, yeah, it's just one thing leads to the next. And, you know, all of a sudden you say, hey, you know what? My son-in-law is not doing so great. He needs a dog. Here's the needs phone number. Call them up. Tell them Veteran Voice sent you. So that's what this whole thing's about. So, boy, that's a big thing to miss. So,
good. I'm glad we got that in there. Absolutely.
Yeah, Thank you. That's really important. So I think we really covered the does that make sense to you? We covered the bases of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We just want to recap for folks again. It's the Veterans Voice Network in the city of Quincy putting on the Veterans Music Festival Benefits and Career Expo. This is for veterans, first responders, and their families. Yep. Free really? Event. Saturday, July 23rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Pageant Fields here in Quincy. And if you'd like to get more information, veteransvoicenetwork.org is a good place to start. Or, of course, contact Mr. Wolf directly. Appreciate your time as always, Mr. Wolf.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Happy to help. You know, it's a friend of ours, Ed Fox, says doing good feels better. So at the end of the day, you helped a few people, their lives a little bit better, you feel a little bit better. So the actual address is 1 Marymount Parkway. It's across from Veteran Fields.
It's a beautiful spot overlooking Quincy Bay. And if folks ever go to the Flag Day fireworks here in Quincy, it's the same field.
That's great. Gee, thank you very much. That's terrific. That'll be really helpful. Everything brings a few people. No one thing brings a million people. You got to cover all the bases. So we know that you know, in the towns that people do watch the local TV shows.
Well, we're happy to help in some small way to get the information out for you. So again, thanks for your time.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.